If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Still to come this morning, the weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic, and I hope that he gets to the match, or at least spits a rhyme or two about the match.
He does.
Most surprising choke of the week in sports.
Shocking, really.
Some would say.
Yeah, some were shocked. Many were shocked. People were asking me last night if Scheim actually thought he was good and actually thought he was going to win, or if it was all for radio.
No, I actually thought I would win. I don't think that I'm, like, great, but I think I'm fine.
Yeah, you thought you think you're pretty.
You set a 41.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great golfer.
Yeah.
You're not fine.
Yeah.
That's a 14 handicap.
Right. You're like the rest of us. We suck.
Yeah. You know.
We are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, and it is roadshow number 2, and we are going to get to Curtis and some show trivia for limited edition roadshow trucker hats in a minute or two. But first, we will get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Catches Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. So whether they have been driving or constructing or electrifying or caring for others, please nominate someone who you respect who helped to build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Jackson. Nope. Where should we? Or you're doing it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, remote shot.
Wow, yeah, right. I got it. This is my segment. Where I got this?
Whoa.
Where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jaden McDaniels. Last night in the Thunder Timberwolves game, Jaden McDaniels of the Timberwolves had enough with SGA. Felt like SGA deserved a real foul. Shoved him. After getting kind of wrapped, the Timberwolves have been complaining all night that SGA was basically fouling them every time he dribbled around them. And so Jaden McDaniels was asked about that after the game, and here's what he said.
Lachey, was there just a little frustration boiling over? What happened?
I just wanted to foul him for real. I wasn't even mad. I just had fouls to use.
All right. You might want to score some points. Play some defense.
We talked about it briefly yesterday, but SGA, the MVP, you believe that's deserved.
Yeah, he
right?
deserves it because everybody's always going to go with the Joker. And I get it. He's a walking triple-double.
He is a walking triple-double.
Right, but you got to look at SGA. He led the league in scoring and was on the best team in the NBA. So, and he still, you know, I think he averages maybe like 6 assists a game and, you know, 6 rebounds a game. So he's still doing other things, and he is on the best team and he's the best player. So granted, I get Jokic is a walking triple-double, but SGA, shouldn't the MVP go to the guy that puts up the really good numbers and is on the best team.
Wins
and
have to matter.
And yeah, exactly. And that's and they were having this conversation with Jokic, the Joker being second. He was second on everybody's ballot. And it's like there are guys like Tatum.
Tatum finished fourth.
Yeah,
in voting.
Yeah.
Is that a good sign for you? Like, do you think the league is looking at him with some more respect than they have?
Who's the best player in NBA history never to win an MVP? Because I feel like now with Tatum's injury, he's going to be, what, 29 when he, or 28?
28.
When he gets back?
The
I mean,
best player to
best player to never win an MVP.
Wow, I don't know. I mean, that
Marty Conlon.
Kobe won an MVP. Did he win one Kobe's during the regular season? Regular season.
Dwayne Wade.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I see. The thing that's happening with the Joker, I think it was more of a, and I hate it that it's this way. Like he's a great player, but you have like Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, who are two really good players and lead their team in scoring in a lot of other areas, and they're getting, and they have better wins than Jokic.
Yeah. I mean, do you think Tatum gets hurt by how productive Jaylen Brown is? Like, do you think that those who are voting look and say, all right, it's really a duo there?
I think the rest of the NBA just agrees with you, Greg. I think Wiggy is a bit of a fanboy. I believe I'm a fanboy of Brady.
Yep.
I know how it is. We all should be, but I digress. But the Tatum's image, look at the Olympics. Kerr didn't play him. The way people talk about him, they don't believe that Tatum is the alpha. Is
the alpha closer.
Right.
Put it on me. I'm going to win this game.
In the same way they would do
Because he's disappeared before. Well, I think that's where it all comes down to. It's under pressure. There have been times where Tatum
But if you looked at Jokic.
We're not comparing. Right? We're just
disappeared in the Oklahoma City series, right? Anthony Edwards is nowhere to be found in this series. So
Shime's golf game disappeared.
So it never even appeared.
Never materialized.
At the beginning. But I think a lot of the issue is where when Tatum he scores, but SGA is scoring 30, averaging 30 a game, 31. The Joker's averaging 30 a game, and his numbers are obviously going to be down because there's more players on the team that score more. And I think that's kind of what hurts these guys. That's you have if you're going to win MVP. You better be scoring, averaging 28, 29 a game if you want to win it.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, let's pivot to the NFL. Ben Johnson, new head coach of the Chicago Bears. Not a fan of the tush push. The tush push is still alive after losing in the vote of owners 22-10. Didn't get that 75% vote it needed to be banned. And so Ben Johnson, not a fan of the tush push play.
Man, I tell you what, does it become an explosive play ever? Have you ever seen a tush-push become an explosive play?
Does it become a first down or a touchdown?
Yeah, I like explosive play. I like big plays. I like big plays, so I'm not a big tush-push guy myself.
Well, what the hell are you talking about? So should they get rid of the QB sneak?
Yeah, I don't get that one. I
thought should they get rid of the kneel down because you shouldn't do a boring play to close out a game?
I thought he was going to go with, you know, the defense is at a disadvantage. I didn't think he was just going to go with it.
He's talking about it's not fancy. It's not beautiful.
This is the guy who also crafted a play where the quarterback pretended to fumble the football and then throw it downfield.
Well, and so Ben Johnson goes for it. 4th-and-13 every time. Should we get rid of that?
Well, that may be more of a Dan Campbell
that's
thing.
That's true. Kneecaps.
just a weird answer right there.
But you're still bothered by it.
Yeah, because it's a disadvantage. And I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday at
Trading Post.
Yeah. And I said, imagine if I'm pushing you and you're pushing me, and then all of a sudden somebody gets behind me and pushes me. You're not going to be able to move me. Somebody needs to be behind you to make it fair. And I said, because he was a Philly fan, and I said, that's the only issue that I have with it, is that the defense is at a disadvantage because they're not allowed to be able to push the D-line. And no matter what anybody says, when you look at the tush push, they do it in Baltimore with Mark Andrews. They do it in Philadelphia. The two guys behind Jalen Hurts, as soon as the ball snapped, they come up and push him. So the defensive linemen, I don't care. Shine brings up Vita Vea. I played against Ted Washington. It doesn't matter. When you have big offensive linemen and a bunch of people pushing them, guess what? You're going to move that defensive lineman. And that's the only thing that I feel. And that's why I can't wait to hear from Ninkovich.
Yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's a defensive guy to see where he kind of stands on it.
Well, Rob Ninkovich will be with us next hour at 8:20. Anything else, Shine?
Yeah, one more quick one for you here. A wholesome moment. Brock Purdy, 49ers quarterback, just got a big contract, but still feels like he needs to check with his wife before he makes any purchases. Here is what Brock Purdy said.
Guy.
We're still thinking about some stuff, I don't know. I've always been a big fishing advocate, so I was telling my wife, and she's annoyed with me, but I'll say it, but I'd like to get a bass boat one day, so yeah, that'll be my first big purchase.
All right. I mean, not a private jet or a yacht.
I have to say, those boats are expensive. When I was on the Old Man Walk at the Fort Myers, you were at the nice hotel. We were in the shopping lot, parking lot. But these like basic looking boats. I've never bought a boat. Don't own a boat.
Yeah.
We're like $95,000.
Yeah. Really?
Like, yeah. Why don't you get yourself like a really souped up car?
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to put like 1+8 rings on it or something like that.
This old
story,
Bay with Old
almost
Bay.
Almost an MVP.
Old Bay with Old Bay.
Greg, you should really use your microphone to further the story because you have an impeccable source.
Yeah.
Like everybody's still saying Florio's writing that they're engaged. Everybody,
that they're engaged? No,
yeah.
My source says that they are not engaged, or at least my source has not been informed that they are engaged, and my source would be informed.
She would be very close to someone that would.
Or he. Or they. Or them.
They.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think they'll be I'm heading to Nantucket this weekend. It is my daughter Julia's birthday, and so
happy birthday, Julia.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday,
yeah,
Julia
happy
Hill.
Birthday.
Hard to believe.
Your dad.
Hard to believe she's turning 20. I hope I get this right. 20.
No, you always do this to yourself.
You got Reese's wrong.
Yeah.
28 years old.
Well, he got Reese's birthday wrong.
Right. Yeah. I got the actual day wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I wonder if Bill and Jordan will be over there this weekend.
I don't know. I'm sure that Linda's probably over there. That might be her weekend.
Might be her weekend.
Yeah. Oof. But look out for her. Maybe you'll get some scoop there.
Are they splitting the weekends up? Like, so
I would.
No. Yeah. Bill's going to be there, chest out, Kool-Aid smile, walking around with his young bikini thong song, listening to Cisco.
Great song.
Yeah.
Great song.
Nantucket, you can go topless now.
Oh, right. She definitely looks like she
Bill would love
mind.
To do that.
Yeah, Bill is.
I think that was more directed at Bill.
Yeah, Bill is cheesy.
The big fan of popping the top.
Yeah, Bill will be riding a bike with her. She'll have a bikini on. He'll be waving to everybody. Hoping he drives by Linda.
God.
My God.
All right. Curtis recommended that we switch it up when it came to a segment at road shows this year, and Curtis has some show trivia for you. Ken has the microphone and the hats. Can we have a round of applause for our
boss, Mike,
our brand manager?
Great job, Ken.
The travel agent, Ken Laird.
Good morning.
Great job booking the Seacrest Hotel. Great job.
So nice.
Dave from the Lobster Trap. Great accommodations. And you guys, great job last night.
Yeah.
We only have two hats.
What's the matter?
I don't hear Ken at all.
Oh, I hear.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, that might just be a you thing.
Yeah, I hear.
Even better.
Ken, what do you have?
We have two of the new Seaport Connect Edition hats.
Okay.
For the winner of our trivia.
All right.
How are we doing it?
What month did Ken say was the best weather month in New England?
I think he said it was May.
Wow. Yeah. Another whiff.
We gonna miss.
That was not a great take.
So
brutal.
Are we doing two fans against each other?
That rivals Joe Milton should go for a first rounder.
The good news is if you're Ken is you have so many bad takes, they almost sort of cancel each other out.
So you only have two? How? That means we can only get two winners.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You don't have more of those? Like
We what? Have a raffle going on at the entrance for a couple others.
Okay. But.
Can I give a recommendation?
Yeah.
We have two people go against each other, three questions.
Oh.
And then we do another round of three questions.
All right. I like
BC
that.
BC education.
Who has been paying close attention to this show for a reasonable period of time and feels like they can participate? And, okay, we got a gentleman right here.
All right. We need somebody.
Right up front.
We
look
need
at that.
Somebody else.
Oh, here we go. Right here.
Oh, this guy right over here in the
we've
orange.
We've got a couple.
Orange.
Oh, we've got.
Oh, we've got a couple.
All right.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll need one more. To have four.
Three people. All right. Step right up, sir.
All right.
Introduce yourselves. Good morning. Speak right into that microphone.
Morning.
What is your name?
Luis.
Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut, Danielson, Connecticut.
All right. Well, thanks for coming up. What do you do?
I'm retired, actually.
Retired.
Nice.
Good job.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Enjoy it.
All right. Let's meet the contestant to your right, if we could.
How are you doing, Greg?
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Matt. From Pembroke.
From Pembroke. Yep. What do you do, Matt?
I'm a union laborer.
All right. Good for you.
Good for the union.
Wiggy, that's a fresh hat right there.
Support the union, brother.
Okay. And flip that microphone over. Yes, sir.
Chris from Bridgewater.
Chris from Bridgewater.
Chris in the truck.
What do you do, Chris?
I have a truck.
All right. You got to move. You guys all have to move down because you can't be right in front of that speaker. I have to tell Ken how that works.
Come on, Ken.
It's okay.
All right. Curtis, you have questions for each?
I think we're going to do middle two and then Neil and Chris. Second round, right?
Yeah, great,
because we have two hats. Yeah.
No. We were just doing one segment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now we're
Neil was up there. Sorry.
Okay. No. Here we go. Ready? Ready? What was the first song and sound? It was the same thing that began as the Greg Hill Show debuted on WEEI.
Roadrunner.
What?
Roadrunner?
No.
Nope.
Massachusetts? I know the song.
No.
It was, do you guys have a guess?
Don't they all got a guess?
Do you know?
I'm stumped.
Pass that microphone. Ken, if you could. Can you help them with the mic?
Facilitate.
These people are not radio professionals.
Nobody knows. Okay.
Anybody know?
Do you guys remember?
I do.
I know. What? You know?
I know.
You were.
I know, but I know what it is.
What is it?
Chicken fried.
Nailed it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was chicken fried.
Well done, Courtney.
All right. Next question. What strange location did Wiggy find had free Wi-Fi access?
Oh.
Great question, Curtis. Great question.
It was a nudist camp in Florida?
It was on the Cape, actually. Are we giving credit on the nudist colony?
I think nudist colony.
Yeah, that works.
There you
that's
go.
Cool.
We have to do this. Yeah.
I think it's right here. It's right here on the Cape, right? Does anybody know the name of it?
Yeah.
What is it? Anybody know the name of the nudist colony?
Yeah.
Anybody come from there?
Yeah.
Don't act like you know.
Well, you know we should hit up. Let's hit up the Coxes. They would know.
They have no idea.
Already. Hitting up the Coxes is something that's probably done there.
Hey, you got to have Wi-Fi access when you're at a nudist colony, though.
Amen. All right, for the three of you, what professional athlete did Courtney date that forced her to pay her
way? No, that's not... He did not. That's not.
That would
accurate.
Be Pat Connaughton.
Yeah. There we
that
go.
Would be well, Pat
very nice. Very nice. Did not force me to pay my way.
Sex trafficking.
No, it's not. He didn't pay for me. I paid for myself.
He flew you out.
old school one because Ken's here. We heard from this person almost weekly for 2 years. What was the name of the Greg Hill Show epidemiologist?
Oh, during the pandemic.
Oh,
that's a hard one.
I know this.
Scott from Weymouth?
No. No, close. No, not Scott from Weymouth. Any guess? No.
I got nothing.
No guess.
All right, Dr. Maciek.
Boney.
Yeah, Dr. Boney. Dr. Boney.
Yeah.
What a great time that was.
Oh, was that
wild time.
Was I told that Ken was backtracking his stuff about COVID at the
Yes, show? He was. We'll ask him about that.
Anyway, sorry. Back to sports or the sports topics. What dish broke for Greg Hill at which Boston restaurant chain?
Mm.
Seafood Tower?
Nope.
I know this one.
Me too.
All right, Wiggy.
Yeah, oh. I'm just going to go with bolognese because Greg loves bolognese.
No. Fettuccine Alfredo at Davio's in the airport.
Davio's, yeah.
What was the name of the reporter that Courtney was duped by in a now famous drop?
That would be Eric Shun.
There we go.
Shun. Give him a round of applause. Coach. All right, so it looks like – and Chris got one as well, right?
Yeah.
All right, round
there
of applause.
There
round of applause for those guys.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
That's
a good idea.
All right, I like it, Curtis.
Iron it out.
Ken just did a brutal
job. Yeah, yeah. Ken was a bad like, you know, he's supposed to be like the Vanna White or whoever the person walking up and down.
His mic technique is not good.
Yeah, not very good.
He's like Ryan Seacrest, but dropped at birth.
We'll be
he's
bigger
one of those
and better.
Long classic stick mics.
Yeah.
All right. And that there's a reward for the dedication that you've all given to the show. So we will do that at every road show this road show season. We are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. Rob Ninkovich coming up at 8:20, Slane at 9, and we will get to Courtney and today's news next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.